Good evening and beyond the new. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Neo Zulu, and I will be your host for this evening. The following piece is Passing Time by Maya Angelou. Enjoy. Your skin like dawn, mine like musk. One paints the beginning of a certain end, the other the end of a sure beginning. Exentwana, when did you start loving like your father? Huh? Smoking the names of girls from cigarettes and into the ashtray of your deserted past. When did you start trusting their hands with your lungs, going on a pilgrimage through their palms to bathe their breaths in the blasphemy lathered in your tongue? You walk around with a chest full of stolen prayers, trying to barter them off for scraps of laughter. Diamond. You are looking for yourself in your father's closet when nothing fits. The bones don't recognize each other. You forget that in this house, we haunt girls into homes. Call them queen, but build them into empty honeycombs. All so we can hoard their loneliness as our own. When did you start wearing your father's shadow as armor? When did you start practicing suicide as a sacrifice that requires a partner? When did you start falling for girls who fall out of themselves like your mother? Girls who can no longer tell the difference between burning and breathing when they have always been a ballet of bonfires. Girls who kiss the desert and pray it floods. You're a fuckboy like your father. Timbalam. Num. We know nothing about love. We drag shipwrecks to shore all for our scars. We are mermaids. With the Atlas of Atlantis nestled in a spark. When we kiss, we filter our fins through fire floods. Together, we chew deserts to quench the thirst for us.
Kodwa isitofu samalahle nam.
We know nothing about love. She keeps my casket under. I, in turn, welve my body deep into her laugh. At the weddings of funerals, she is on my arm with the shards of our hearts in one big collage. Their weight collapsing the kaleidoscopes that furnish our palms. To us, holding hands does too much harm. Goodbye. Sweet lam lam kuhlani nam. We know nothing about love.
I am Belita Andre, and this is First Evening by Arthur Rimbaud. Her clothes were almost off. Outside, a curious tree beat a branch at the window to see what it could see. Perched on my enormous easy chair, half nude, she clasped her hands. Her feet trembled on the floor, as soft as they could be. I watched as a ray of pale light, trapped in the tree outside, danced from her mouth to her breast, like a fly on a flower. I kissed her delicate ankles. She had a soft, brisk laugh that broke into shining crystals, a pretty little laugh, her feet ducked under her chemise. Will you please stop it? But I laughed at her cries. I knew she really liked it. Her eye trembled beneath my lips. They closed at my touch. Her head went back. She cried, "Oh, really? That's too much. My dear, I'm warning you." I stopped her protest with a kiss, and she laughed. Low, a laugh that wanted more than this. Her clothes were almost off. Outside, a curious tree beat a branch at the window to see what it could see. This piece is untitled and written by myself. Would I sink my nails like talons into the softness of your chest? Or curl my finger around gut and windpipe like a braid? Amidst mush and clumped fluid, would I recover your voice? Would it say my name, raspy like sulfur but always too late? Would I be appeased if you crumbled before me into a heap of pain? Would I press my lips hard against your eyes until socket made the pop of champagne? And the red, would it trickle from the dark over your cheeks and into my cup? Would witness of your anguish bring me peace? Would it be enough?